Thank you for listening to the Wednesday Night Podcast with Eduardo Menjivar. To stay connected with us, visit eduardomenjivar.org.
Everybody ready for the word? Yes. All right, cool. So open up your Bibles and Ephesians chapter 6. Since this month in Spanish, it's in English, we know it as Valentine's Day on the 14th, and basically it covers this whole month. But in Spanish, it's called El Día del Amor y la Amistad, the Day of Love and Friendship is what it translates to into English. And so because of that, we are going to focus this month on learning and studying relationships and friendships and relationships within family according to Scripture. So I know many times we grow up hearing you need to honor your father and your mother. You need to respect your father and your mother. But why? Where does the Bible say that? What does the Bible even mean when it's talking about that? We're going to be talking about friendships. What do true biblical Christ-like friendships look like? And then we're going to be talking about relationships. But when we talk about relationships, we're not going to be talking about how do I get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's going to be more so how do you become the right person? Instead of looking for the right person, focus on becoming the right person. And so we're going to be talking about a couple of those things, which I always think is fun every time when these themes or subjects came across when I was young. I loved listening to them. I don't know why. I guess it was just all the stories that people would share. But today we're going to be talking about family, honoring your father and your mother. Ephesians chapter 6, you got it? All right. And let's start from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. This fun fact, this was one of the first verses that I learned when I was about 10 years old. And the Bible says like this: children, obey your parents in the Lord. In who? In the Lord. For this is right. For what reason should I obey my parents? Because it's right. Because that's what the Bible says. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would teach us, that you would touch our minds, our hearts to open to receive everything that you want to speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. The first thing we must understand when we talk about family, when we talk about honoring our parents, is that God created relationships. That is the reason why God sent his son Jesus, so that we could be in relationship with his son Jesus, so that we could be in relationship with God the Father through Jesus. And that is the reason why you will hear many of Christians, many people talk about and say the following phrase: we do not believe in a religion, we believe in a relationship. Why? It is very different than a religion. Here's the reason why. Because when you are in a relationship, you don't sit down and take a list of things that, okay, hey, now we're in a relationship. Now you can't do this and you can't do that. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. Those things just naturally come about, do they not? And that is the reason why when we talk about Jesus, we talk about being in relationship with Jesus. Nobody has to tell you, stop doing that, start doing this. What ends up happening? What ends up happening is that when you enter into a relationship with Jesus, the affections of your heart begin to change naturally. Why? Because through the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit who begins to change the affections of your heart. Nobody told you to stop listening to that type of music. You just didn't find it attractive anymore. You just didn't enjoy it as much anymore. You don't know why, but it didn't bring that same pleasure like it used to. Why is that? The Holy Spirit in you. Why? Because we've now entered into a relationship with God. And so when you enter into a relationship with God, it is not people who tell you to stop doing things. We teach about the results or the consequences or whatever it may be. But ultimately, it is up to you how you decide to live. And that's the reason why I've talked about so many things within the youth. I've explored so many passages and we've learned about these things together. But if I tell you, if I talk about smoking and then I step into the parking lot and, you know, I see Chris and Oscar and who else and Hector, they're out there smoking. I'm not going to say, how dare you guys? Oh, my. No, you know the word. You have the Holy Spirit in you. I'm not going to say anything. I've already said everything that needs to be said in Scripture. And here's the thing. If Scripture cannot change you, then I would be a fool to try to change you and try to change your habits. And that is the difference between a relationship and a religion. That is the difference between teaching the word of God and manipulating it so that you can do what I want you to do, so that you can look like the way you're supposed to look like. And that's why you'll hear many preachers, many pastors say, I can't believe those young men. They're growing beards. That's so unholy. That's not Pentecostal, or that's not apostolic. That's got nothing to do with scripture. So you teach scripture, and it is ultimately the Holy Spirit who begins to transform you. So if man changes you, how did I get into this? I have no idea. But if man changes you, it is only a temporary change. But if the Holy Spirit begins to change you from the inside out, it becomes a permanent change. And that is the reason why I have not made it my mission to change people. I've not made it my mission to say, oh, Tony needs to get a haircut. Oh, Chris needs to shave. Because I don't like it. He likes it. So that's fine. Oh, Oscar, you need to stop wearing extra large t-shirts and start wearing your size. Wear medium shirts or whatever. It's not my problem. That's the way he likes it, and that's completely okay. But when you start to change people because you want them to change, that's when it becomes religion. And so we've entered into a relationship with God, and when we enter into a relationship with God, you can always measure and define your relationship with God by your relationship with your father and your mother. The way that you respect your parents, the way that we respect our parents, says a lot about how we show respect to God. If you honor your father and your mother, guess what? Ultimately, you're going to honor God. Because it is impossible to say, I honor God, I love God, I respect God, but my parents, my mom, my dad, no. No, it doesn't work that way. Because the Bible asks this question. And the question is, how can you say you love God who you do not see, but hate your brother who you do see? We become hypocrites. And that's one of the things, the nature of the human heart is that it is very hypocritical. While we tend to worship God, and God, I give you the best. I'm here, Lord, on my knees, and just speak to me. Take away everything inside of me, that analyze me and burn all the impurities. And we begin to say things like that. But the moment that your mother, your father says, hey, I don't like the way that you're talking to your mother. I don't like the way you're talking to your father. Well, who are you? It doesn't make sense. Because in the altar, you're giving God 100% control and saying, hey, take away everything that doesn't honor you and that doesn't please you. But when God begins to use people who you know their faults, who you know their weaknesses and their strengths, it becomes easy to insult them. And the way that we show respect to our parents is ultimately a reflection of the respect that we have for God. So why is it good to honor our father and our mother? Because it honors God. It honors God how I live to honor my father and my mother. It honors God. So when you honor your parents, you're honoring God as well. I have a couple of points, but I'm going to go very quickly because at the very end, I want to give you some practical advice. So I want to say this, and if you're taking notes, you can write this down. Respect for your parents is the basis for every other kind of respect to any other kind of authority. That's why there are people who are insubordinate. You know what that means? I didn't know what that meant until like 2 years ago because I'm not that smart. What that means is that you don't like to submit. You just don't like to submit. And that's why there are people who had a strained relationship with their parents, with their father, with their mother. And so then what ended up happening is that when you come to God, you say, man, this is great. This is amazing. And you say, God, use me. I want more of you. But because of that strained relationship with your father, you begin to look at God the same way and you begin to become an insubordinate Christian. In other words, you're a person who does not want to submit to authority. And the same way that you submit to your father and your mother will be the same way that you submit to your authorities, the same way that you submit to your pastor, the same way that you submit to your youth pastor, to your cell group leader, to your whatever youth leader, whatever it may be. It is ultimately the same way. So if you want to know how your relationship is with God, I want to ask you, how is your relationship with your father? How is your relationship with your mother? And you may say, well, I don't know, because I don't live with them and I don't really know them. Okay, who is the next person in authority? Who is the next person in line? Who is that father figure for you? Who is that mother figure for you? Is it a grandmother? Is it a grandfather? Is it an aunt or an uncle? How do you treat them? How do you honor them? Now, I want you to understand this. Honoring is not just respecting, because we're very good at respecting old people, are we not? Like, we see old people, we're like, oh, let me get the door for you. We open the door and, oh, man, I'm honoring older people. No, it goes further than that. So respect for our parents, respect for your father, for your mother, is the basis for every other kind of respect to any kind of authority. So while at church, it's easier to submit. And I'll tell you this. Is it not easier to submit to someone you don't know? Let me ask you a question. If a cop pulls you over, what do you say? Huh? Yeah, with that deep voice, a little bit less bass. That's kind of scary. How you doing, officer? Right? Because you don't know him. What if you did know him? What if all of a sudden you're driving, lights come on, you pull over, you say, oh man, it's the cops. And then out steps Isaac or Chris. When did you become? What would your reaction be? What is it?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? What happened to, what is it? Good afternoon, officer. Now it's like, what's up, bro? You want to know why? Because it's easier to submit to people we don't know. The true challenge in life is to submit to the people that we do know. Because the people that we do know, you know their weaknesses, you know their faults, you know their strengths. And because you know their weaknesses, because you know their faults, does not give you or me the right to say, you don't deserve my honor. You don't deserve my respect. Did you know that even God honors his children? Did you know that God even respects his children despite our sins and our weaknesses and our faults? Did you know that? If not, think about the last time you did something that doesn't honor God. Did God put you on blast? How many times has Henry come and everybody's like, oh, snap, I don't know if I want to go over there, man. Why? He's going to put me on blast. And then he comes to you, puts his hand on you, and you start shaking. And then after he's done, you're like, oh. And I've had so many people come to me and tell me, dude, I thought he was going to put me on blast. I thought, because God respects his children. Because God honors his children. And so I want to give you 3 points very quickly. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honoring our parents, honoring your father and your mother, and you can write this down, it is not an option, it is a command. Honoring our parents is a command, not an option. It's not a, well, if you want to, well, if it's in you, then honor them. No, it is a command. And God commands us to honor our parents. And this command to honor our parents comes with a promise. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's hard to honor our parents. Is it not? Because you know them. You see them. How many times have you desired for them to be better, to work on things? For example, one of the habits that my dad has is that sometimes we'll be having a heart-to-heart conversation. And then we're sitting there and I'm like, yeah, you know, and then this, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm looking down because I'm like deep in thought and I'm telling him. And then I just hear, And I look up and this man is reclined on his recliner and watching Messi goals. And I look at him and I'll get up and I'll just walk out. He has no idea I left the room. And then he's, ¿qué estabas diciendo? Nothing. Just forget about it. You know how many times I've said, God, can you change that in him? Or I've brought it to his attention. But even that, because it is a bad habit that he has, doesn't give me the right to not respect or honor him. Because honoring our parents is a command from God. It is not an option. And it is not based on whether they're perfect parents or not. It's not based on that, but it is based on the order of God for the family. You want to have a godly family, then you start when you're a child. You don't start when you get married. You start when you're a child. Because what you sow at a young age is what you're going to reap at an older age. That's why there are people who they struggle in their marriage. They're pastors, they're Christians, they went to Bible school, they were in revivals, they were in all these things, and they could prophesy and speak in tongues. All of those spiritual gifts mean nothing if you don't know, what is this? Oh, is it, it's on? Where's the other piece at? You got it? Oh, on the camera? Or what? Oh, you're recording on your phone? Oh, that's cool. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Don't look at me. It makes me nervous. I guess. There we go. So I can stop using the phone? Yeah. Is it recording up there?
Keep the phone on.
Keep the phone on? Okay. Wow, man. I feel like one of those, you know when they give conferences? Like Luca? He had all those like 10 microphones everywhere. That's terrible, isn't it? You see Dallas? Those people were, they were mad. They were mad. And they I was like, man, they're going to set American Airlines on fire. I heard it was a prank, though. Supposedly it's a prank. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I saw him on the sideline with old Bronny. It's like, well, anyways, what was I saying? Let's get back into scripture. Oh, that's right. So it is not an option. It is a command. Number two, honoring our parents will continue into adulthood. And that's something that's very important for us to. Oh, I know what I was saying. What I was saying was there are people that struggle in with their family and their marriage. And there were people that prophesied, people that had the gifts of the Spirit, because one thing has nothing to do with the other. Just because you're a spiritual person, just because you pray a lot, just because you stay up at night praying, it doesn't mean you're good at relationships. It doesn't mean that you're good and you know how to keep a marriage afloat, how to keep a family afloat. No. You have to be able to be teachable. You have to be able to let the Holy Spirit teach you. And you have to be willing to sacrifice every day. That's why I'll see some of the people. You'll notice that a lot of the people that are very, very spiritual, that it's all ministry, ministry, God, God, God. A lot of those people, if they don't live a balanced life, what ends up happening later in life is they always end up getting a divorce. The wife leaves them. The kids don't want anything to do with the church. Why? Because they live a life that's very unbalanced. If you want to have a healthy life, you want to have a healthy marriage, you start now by showing respect, by honoring your father and your mother. Number two, honor continues into adulthood. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. It says, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring. How do you put it into practice? By caring their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. If you're smart, you're probably saying, why is he saying put their religion into practice? If we don't believe in a religion, we believe in a relationship. It's referring to something completely different. What he's saying here is by putting what you believe into practice. What do we believe? We believe in Jesus. We believe in honoring. So he says, put all of those things that you believe, put those into practice by caring for your own family and repaying your grandparents and your parents, for this is pleasing to God. Why is it pleasing to God? Because that's the way he established it. So very well into adulthood, you have to learn to continue to honor your father and your mother. However, and I don't know how I'm going to navigate through this without getting into another subject, but I'm going to try. But you can't live an unbalanced life to where you get married at some point in life and your quote unquote honor is submitting to everything that your mom says. Submitting to everything that your dad says. The Bible says this, for this reason, a man, not a boy, a man will leave his father and his mother, and he will be united to who? To his wife, to his girl, to his boo, whatever, pookie, or whatever you call it. Be united, and the two will become one. It doesn't say, and the two are going to become three or four or five. No. There's only two voices you need to hear in life. The first one is from the Holy Spirit. The second one, when you're married, your spouse. So honoring your father and your mother does not mean that you get married and you continue to live with your mom and dad. Oh, you know what? We're going to go on vacation on this date from the 14th to the 22nd. Why? Because my mom wants to. You're married. Be a man. That's what men do. You get married and you move from under the covering of your parents. They're not your authority anymore. However, The Bible says and teaches to continue to honor your father and your mother. How do you honor them? Honoring your father and your mother is not blind obedience. And you have to be careful with that, because if you don't learn to practice to be a single, how do I say this? A single person now. In other words, that you're not where your mother goes, that's where you're at. And if you get in trouble, your mom has to come rescue you. And if you're a girl, then whatever daddy wants, that's what we do. No, you have to learn to be your own person. You have to learn to carry your own weight. You have to learn to be responsible on your own. But however, you also have to learn that fine balance of what honoring means and blind obedience is. There are people that will say, oh, man, sorry, I didn't go to church. Why? My mom said I couldn't. Why? She said I had to honor her. That's not honoring her. That's blind obedience. That's why the Bible says children obey your parents in the Lord. In who?
The Lord.
In the Lord. Because anything that comes before God is an idol. And you cannot use the excuse of honoring your father and your mother to do. Man, I need to word this carefully. You cannot use the excuse of honoring your mother and your father to avoid your responsibility before God. Your mother and your father did not die for you on the cross. Your mother and your father, they are only the people that God entrusted your life to. That's who they are. And that's why we honor them. But they did not save us. Does that make sense? So I'll give you the order, the specific order of what your life must be. Who's number one? God. You must understand this. God is not the church. Church is not God. God is number one. Second, if you're not married, then it's your mother and your father. If you are married, then it's your spouse. It's your spouse, and then it's your mother and your father, or whatever. If you got kids, well, nobody here has kids. But I do want to say this, though. You guys ever seen people that they get married and then when they have kids, now it's like the kids run the house? You guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's not biblical.
Amen.
You married each other. The father married the mother. They had kids. Who comes in second place? The kids. Who's first? The spouse. It's the spouse. You didn't marry the kids. The kids are a result of the love of the marriage. Does that make sense? So if you want to do things biblical, do it that way. It's never, no, mis hijos tú no los tocas. No, they're both of ours. All right. So the first is who? God. Second is who? Your father and your mother. Third, who's third? Somebody take a quick guess. Huh? Who? Did you say girlfriend? Say it loud. It's okay if you get it wrong. Who's the third? Did somebody say LeBron? Third would be the bride of Christ, the church, the ministry, and then everything else. And you have to learn to balance these three things, and everything else is going to flow fine. Now, number three, honor is based on who they are, not what they do. Say with me, honor is based on who they are, not what they do. Genesis chapter 9, verse 23. The Bible says this, and this is a story of Noah after the flood. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders when they walked in. Then they walked in backwards and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned on the other way so that they would not see their father naked. What ends up happening here is this, is Noah made a mistake. Noah got drunk. And so when Noah gets drunk, he's naked. One of his children sees Noah. This phone is so heavy. So one of his children sees Noah. What does this child do? He runs and tells his brothers, and he's laughing at his father, at his nakedness, at his vulnerability. So then what these two children of Noah do is they grab a big sheet, a blanket, and they walk in backwards and they cover their father's nakedness. And then they turn and pick him up and then dress him up. You know what this represents? This represents honor. Why? Because they could have taken the other option. They could have done the other thing, which is what their brother did. He saw his nakedness and started laughing at his father's vulnerability. And you know what many people do, and it's disrespectful and it's lack of honor, is that there are people that will put out and let everybody know their parents' vulnerabilities, their parents' weaknesses, whether they're a Christian or not a Christian. My dad, he just, that's what he says. But man, he don't keep no promises. Hey, ask my mom. And you know where you learn that from is you learn that from a mother who's hurt. And vice versa. You can learn that from a father who's been disrespected. If you want to honor and you want to do things the biblical way, you hide their nakedness. In other words, you don't pretend like it's not there. You don't pretend like he's a hero, she's a hero. You know their weaknesses. You know their faults, but you cover them. You say, it's okay. Don't worry. I have my own faults too. Hey, how's your dad? He's doing okay. But you don't put them on blast. You don't go and say, he came home drunk the other day. He was over here lifting up his, I don't know who he thinks he is. That's disrespectful. It's lack of honor. And that's why many people do not see their father or their mother or their family members come to Christ. You want to know why? Because there are people that are so full of religion that they themselves see themselves as righteous and they see everybody else as, what's the opposite of unrighteous, right? That's the opposite. They see everybody else as unrighteous. And for me, I've had aunts, I've had uncles come to church, and I know who they are. But you know what? Instead of saying, they're going to go back to the Lord and be the same person, whatever. I rejoice. Like, dude, they came to church. That's great. That's really good. They didn't give their life to the Lord, but it's okay. It's a step closer. It's a step closer. And I don't put them on blast. I don't go around shouting their weaknesses. When you do that to your authority, you dishonor. And we'll get to that here in a second. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, it says, "The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures." Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen ravens or crows or what are they called? Vultures? You guys ever seen vultures? What do they eat?
Dead meat.
Huh?
Dead animals.
Dead meat. Anybody who's dead, can they do anything in life?
No.
That's why there are people that never accomplish anything in life. You know why? Because they mocked their father. They mocked their mother. They talked all the negative things about them. And they never accomplish anything in life. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. It says this. It says, a person that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions, their eye will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. You have no vision of life. Because where there is no honor, there is no vision. And that's why, if you want to be someone in life, learn to respect, learn to honor. Well, they're just always drunk all the time and they're always cussing. Did the Bible say honor your father and mother unless they drink? And if they curse, then it's okay, you don't have to. No, it's a command. It's not an option, it's a command. Well, they just never went to my basketball games when I was growing up and all the other kids. Okay, grow up. Honor your father, honor your mother. They never throw me a birthday party. Throw your own birthday party then. You work now. Get friends, do your own thing. Get rid of all that negativity, all that hurt, and all that pain that Satan wants you to hold on to. Get rid of that and learn to honor. Learn to respect, and you're going to see the blessing of God over your life. I'll give you a quick, time is it? I need to finish. I'll give you a quick little story. When I learned the importance of honoring my father and my mother, did you know my finances went up? Every year for their birthday, for Mother's Day, Father's Day, even for Christmas. I know they like money. I mean, who doesn't like money? So you know what I do? I give them money. And I used to give them $50, and I was like, Lord, I want to give them more. Give me more so I can give more to them. Then I would give them $100, then $200, then $300, then $400, then $500. And now I'm praying, I'm like, Lord, I want to get to a point where I give them $1,000 or more. Why? Because it's my father and my mother. How do you honor someone? You can honor them that way. You give them what you like. Does anybody here like money?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, I know some of you guys is like spiritual. Like, I mean, if I got Jesus, I got it all. I mean, just, no, you like money. Don't lie. Si te tengo a ti, lo tengo todo. Stop it. So what is honor? What is honor? Honor is this, and you can write this down. I'm going to go very quickly. Honor is showing respect, value, and obedience to someone in a way that acknowledges their position, their role, or their worth. Acknowledges their what? Position, their role, or their worth. Now I want you to ask yourself this question. What is your mom, what is your dad worth according to how you've showed honor to them? When they come in, it's like, whatever. When they go sit at the table, you know they like to sit at a certain place. And you say, well, whatever. My mom doesn't respect you. I don't either. I'll go sit here. No, there's a place. There's like a certain place that my dad likes to sit to eat and breakfast and all that stuff. Sometimes I'm sitting there. Like, I think this actually happened today or yesterday. I was sitting there and I was on the computer and I had all my stuff. And I see him coming with a plate and I get up. And he goes, hey, do you mind if I know, don't worry, I got you, Dad. I moved over. He goes, es que allí me gusta sentarme. I know, because you're always sitting in the same chair. And so I moved. What is that? That's honor. Small, but it's honor. And that's how you begin to show honor. So what is honor? It is to acknowledge someone, to show respect. You show the value, what they're worth. Now, dishonor, do you want to know what dishonor is? And this is how you're going to find out if you really honor your mother and your father. Dishonor means to treat someone as common. To treat someone as common. Oh, my dad's here. Eh, whatever. But then your friend comes, man, what's going on? Hey, do you want something to drink? Why is there such a difference in attitude? You want to know why? Because it's hard to honor someone who you're used to. How old are you guys? 13, 14, 15? 23. 23. 23 years and you've seen your old man for 23 years. You know what? You're used to it. And so then you just say, you know what? I'm honoring him because I'm here at the house. I'm not disrespectful. No, it doesn't work that way. God spoke to me one time and God said, you don't have a relationship with your mom. And I said, yeah, I do. We live in the same house. And then that's when he said, you live in the same house. You don't have a relationship with her. And it hit me. And it's the same thing. We think we honor our father and our mother because we live in the same household, because we talk every now and again. Now, is it easy to honor them sometimes? No, it's not. But it's not impossible. I want to close out with 8 things. How you can honor your parents. And you can write these down or you can listen to it whenever it's on Spotify or whatever. So 1, very simple. You tell them you love them. When was the last time you told your parents that you love them? Well, they never tell me that they love me back. So they don't have to honor you. You have to honor them. You know how many times I've told my mom before we hang up, "Ma, te quiero mucho." You know what she says? Okay, bye. All right, bye. I still do it every single time. Okay, mom, I'll see you later. Okay, bye. Love you. Okay, bye. But pastor, on the other hand, okay, nos vemos. Okay, love you. Yeah, love you too. Bye. Okay, bye. Well, at least he said it. One time, Sergio, I think it was my mom's birthday, he texted her, "Mom, I love you." Sends her like this little picture and this little like small poem that he wrote. Is Sergio here? No? Okay. You guys can ask him about it. I think I have the screenshot. He said, "I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything that you do for me. Blah, blah, blah." You know what her response was? She said, "Ya limpiaste tu cuarto?" I kid you not. That's what she said. He sends me a screenshot. He goes, "Bro, can you believe this?" I go, "Dude, that's Mom. But hey, she loves you." "Yeah, I guess so." But we accept it, but we still continue to show honor. So how do you show honor? Tell them you love them. When was the last time you said, "Hey, Mom, I love you. I really do." And you looked at them in the eyes, you said, "Man, I love you." And you weren't embarrassed to say it. 2, you show appreciation. You let your parents know that you understand what they do for you. Even the people who are not your parents, but they are fulfilling a role as if they are your parents. You show appreciation that you understand what they do for you and for your family. You show them appreciation. "Mom, I got you these flowers." "For what reason?" "Just because I, thanks." "For what?" "Just, I don't know, thank you." Sometimes I'll call my mom as I'm driving home and I'll say, "Hey, Mom, do you want some Dairy Queen?" She says, "Yeah." Sometimes, and the only ice cream I ever get her is from Dairy Queen. Man, I hate when she does this. I'm like, "Mom, you want some ice cream?" "From where?" "De donde más?" "Pues de donde? Pues de donde más comes nieve?" "No sé." "Do you want Dairy Queen, yes or no?" "Yeah, that's fine." "All right, cool." And I'll get her some Dairy Queen because I know she likes Dairy Queen because I know she likes It just hit me. She is my mom. She likes cookies and cream blizzards.
Woo!
Yeah. So, yeah. Can't deny that now. So anyways, so you show appreciation that way. Number three, take interest in their hobbies. You show an interest in what your parents like and what they talk about. You know what Pastor likes? He likes soccer. He likes Messi. So what do? I sit there sometimes and I'll talk about Messi. Hey, did you hear about this? Hey, did you? Oh, yeah. And it changes his whole mood. That's a way of honoring. When was the last time that you had a conversation with your parents that way? When was the last time you had a conversation with your mom about something that they enjoy? Mom, what sewing machine is that? Oh, that's the G3500. Wow. Really? Yeah. Wow. Is there a newer one? Or what does that do? And you show interest in what they do and what they like. And it's the same way with your father. When was the last time you called your dad just out of the blue just because? Not because you needed something, but just to see how they were doing. Sometimes I'll do that with my dad. I did that today. Hey, how's it going? Good. I'm leaving Sam's. Oh, okay. I was just calling to say hi. He goes, oh, okay. Hola. All right. I'll see you later then. Okay, bye. And that's it. Because that is a way that you show appreciation. You show honor. You show respect. Number four, share your stories with them. Share your stories with your parents. Communicate with your parents. Tell them about your day. Tell them about your dreams. Tell them about your desires, your struggles, your aspirations. When was the last time you sat down and say, hey, I know you like coffee. I'm going to go get us coffee. Do you mind if we just sit and talk about what? My dreams. What dreams? We'll talk about it over coffee. How about that? Okay, great. And you sit down and you talk over coffee and you get it extra hot so they no se lo acaban rápido and they have to sit there. And so when you do that, you involve them in your life. One of the biggest dangers that young Christians live is this, is that unknown people have more say-so and influence in your life than the people that raised you, than your father and your mother. You want to know why? Because you never opened up to them. You want to know who knows all my struggles? Pastor. And that sucked. The first time I had to open up to him, I was like, Dad, I need to tell you something. He goes, all right. I was like, man, he about to punch me. I was grabbing the table. We were at the park, and I was like, oh, Lord, here it comes. And then I just hear, and I open my eyes, and I was like, are you crying? Are you crying right now? He goes, yeah, it takes a real man to confess his struggles. And I was like, oh, snap. I was not expecting. So am I grounded or what? He goes, no, I love you. And I was like, oh, hold on. Stop this. I don't know what's happening. Same thing that happens. You open up. However, be ready. Because most parents don't know how to love. You want to know why? Because they were never loved themselves. Because half of our parents were born in Latin America. You know what Latin America was all about? Working. Getting through the next day. Involve them in your life. Even though they might not show emotion or excitement. You know how many times I've involved my mom in certain things of my life? You know what she says? Oh, okay. All right, cool. And I move on to the next thing. Mom, I got this new car and oh, that's nice. Okay. You want to see it? No, I'm busy. Okay. Whatever. But I'm showing honor. Number five, give them money. Buy them gifts. That's simple enough. They love that stuff. They're humans, just like you and I. It could be $10. It could be $15. Hey, here you go for what? Just cause. Comprate una Coca-Cola. You know, the first time I said that to my mom, I was like, Mom, here's $20. She goes, ¿Para qué es eso? I said, para que te compres una hamburguesa. You know how good that felt? And then I was at zero, but I gave her $20. And then I got mad because the next day I go by the table and there's $20 right there. I said, Mom, are you not going to use those $20? She goes, oh, yeah. I was like, she's not valuing my gift. And that's when I learned. Honor is not based on what they do. It's who they are. And then she gave away those $20. She really did. She gave those away. She goes, oh, I saw somebody with needy. Se los regalé. Okay. Well, I showed my honor. And then number six, ask them for their opinion. Mom, what do you think about this guy? Mom, what do you think about Chris? He got that little mustache. What do you think about him, Mom? Dad, what do you think about Gabriel? Think about Gabriel with those little glasses. What do you think? You ask them for their opinion. Why? Because they're going to give you their honest opinion. You may not like it, but you involve them in your life. Does that make sense? Ask them for their opinion. Mom, what do you think about these shoes? Pareces payasa. Okay. That's fine. But you make them feel included. That's a way of honoring. And number seven. Compliment your parents. When was the last time you complimented your parents? Sometimes I'll see my mom and she comes out with a dress that she bought on Amazon. And I say, Mom, that looks really good on you. And she goes, really? I go, yeah, it doesn't even look like you got it on Amazon. She goes, I know, right? And I'm like, yeah, all right. I'll see you at church. And then I leave. But that strengthens the relationship. And number 8, plan time with your parents. And this is very important. Plan time with your parents. Take them out to eat. Vacation. Cook for them. If you know somewhat how to cook, you don't want to send them to the hospital either. But cook for them. The other day, I invited my dad and my sister. I invited them out for breakfast. I said, hey, do you guys want to go to Exquisite? And they said, yeah. And so we went. Sometimes I'll call my mom. Mom, what time are you coming home? I'll be there around 3. Let's go out to eat. Where? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? I'm inviting you. Where do you want to go? And she'll say hibachi or whatever. And I'll go. I'll take her out to eat. Do that. That's a way of honoring your parents. And if you continue to do these things, it's like planting seeds in fertile ground. And in due time, they're going to produce fruit. You know how well it's going to feel when you guys are older and have kids and they're taking care of you? They're inviting you out to eat, like, hey, I got you. Don't worry. Like, oh, for real? The first time, and I'll close out with this story. The first time when Isaac got a job, and the first time he was like, hey, bro, I got you. Don't worry. Bro, I was so happy. I was like, for real? I was like, you got me? Yeah. Let me make that too, please. It feels good. Because I remember taking him out to eat when he was a kid and always pain. And then all of a sudden, I was like, if this is what I feel, imagine how parents feel. So I want to remind you, why do we honor our parents? We honor them because the Bible says to honor. It's not an option, it's a command. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. Did anybody learn anything today?
Thank you for listening to the Wednesday Night Podcast. If you want to help us take the gospel to this generation, consider becoming a partner at eduardomenjivar.org. See you next time.